Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last.
How can one foster healthy relationships in the workplace? Welcome to Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, and that's what we're going to be talking about with Wade Thomas, who is a coach, consultant, author of From the Heart, and a longtime leader. Welcome, Wade.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, well, even now that home is work for some people, if you work from home, you end up spending a lot of your hours, a lot of your time at work. Why, before we get into how we can foster better, healthy relationships, Wade, why is it important for us to even have healthy relationships with, I'm going to work, I'm doing what I need to do, and I'm done?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First, you said one of them, right? Mm-hmm. We do spend a lot of our time at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if your entire life is at home, you wouldn't sit there and say, well, for 8 hours today, I'm gonna ignore everybody.
True.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing is, and this is something I learned just early in my career and just reinforced throughout, is, you know, it really does come down to how your success really comes down to how effective relationships are.
Mm.
You know, most of our jobs, you're not going to be successful just by yourself. And even your career, you know, there's an old adage that says it's not, you know, it's who you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's very true. That's the reason it's old adage. It has always been true. And so maintaining effective relationships is just a great way to be effective in whatever you're doing. And by the way, you know, people are meant to have relationships, and so you'll end up with a much happier life that way as well.
True. Which is a nice segue then into how can we then foster these healthy relationships in the workplace?
You know, it's not much different in the workplace than it is at home or in any aspect of your life. You know, I think it really starts with taking the time, you know, making it a priority, you know, get to know people. And, you know, and then there's certain people in your life that you're going to have relationships with that are going to be superficial, but they can still be effective. And there are other people in your life that you're going to have deeper relationships with. And I want to kind of talk about how to build those deep relationships with, because, you know, as you look back, as I look back in my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really those deeper relationships that have made a difference, you know, in my life, both professionally and personally. And so taking the time is important, but also getting to know them, kind of like we talked about with empathy, is get to know them, ask questions, you know, really take that time, you know them, but also let them know you. So be open and transparent. And remember, it's kind of a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know them, and you want them to know you. And oftentimes, we tend to fall on one or the other side, right? I mean, a lot of times, we just want to talk about ourselves all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all seen that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we also see, and then there's also people, you know, like me, who are a bit on the introverted side, where I want to learn more about other people, but I'm going to close myself off to you. And so that's something that I've had to overcome, is to be more open, be more transparent. And because when there's that give and take, you know, in a relationship, that's what will really make it deeper and more effective. And then the other thing about it is you got to be consistent with that. You know, if you're going to build an effective,
mm-hmm.
deep relationship, you can't be in and out. You know, you can't have a great relationship with somebody for a week and then, you know, you ignore them for the next 6 months.
Hmm.
So being consistent. Also, you know, another thing that really kind of goes back to the give and take is help, the concept of help. So one of the most powerful things you can have when influencing somebody or when building a relationship is ask somebody for help. You know, people are wired to want to help others. It's part of our instincts. And that's another one that's often tough for people, especially in a workplace, is they're afraid to ask for help.
Hmm.
But what happens is when you ask for help, that really helps develop that bond.
That's
people
true.
Enjoy helping.
That's true.
And the flip side of that is volunteer to help.
Yes.
Help them as well. And again, you want to make this a good back and forth. You want a really effective relationship is a two-way street. You know, it's not one way. It's not transactional, but it really is getting to know them, letting them get to know you, knowing each other, mm-hmm. being consistent, and then helping each other. Mm-hmm. And that's really, if I were to boil it down, that's the way to really develop a good, healthy workplace relationship.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
For all your events, such as educational forums, workshops, book launches, weddings, and more, contact Noreen Daly, the ultimate MC and event host. Visit NoreenDaly.com or follow her on Instagram at Noreen Daly Jam. Noreen Daly, creating long-lasting memories.
I want to backtrack a little bit. Because that there's some people that you'll have superficial relationships and some you'll have deep relationships with. But do you think, because at the end of the day, it's the relationship you'll then have with them is going to be based on the expectation. Because if it's at a superficial level, the expectations will be different, yes? Than those from at a deep level, right? So I'm then saying so.
Right.
If then I am able to make that distinction between this person, this relationship is just superficial, and this person over in this cubicle or in this next space is somebody I'm developing a deeper, that will also then help me to ensure that the relationship stay healthy. Because if it is that if in my mind it's superficial, but then maybe for the other person they think it's developing, wouldn't that then cause some maybe sort of friction or conflict?
Oh, perhaps. You know, that could happen. You know, and when I talk about the superficial relationship, mm-hmm. that's probably, for example, if you're in an accounting department.
Right.
And, your responsibility is, accounts payable.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to develop deep relationships with those people that you're working with. And, and maybe some departments that work along with that.
Okay.
But you may have somebody, that's in a whole different area, an mm-hmm. engineer or something like that, mm-hmm. that really you don't have much to do with. Maybe you have to go see them once every 3 months.
Right.
Yeah, that's a superficial relationship. But that being said,
mm-hmm.
It is important to empathize. So if you do get that sense that, the other person wants a deeper relationship,
okay.
And it's not, it's not a off-on, it's a spectrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they do want a deeper relationship, then you need to understand, try to understand why that is.
Okay.
Why are they going after that? And empathize with them. And maybe that is a relationship you want to develop. And so, what I was suggesting by that is, you're not going to have this deep relationship with, the 950 people that you're working with.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. but if that opportunity exists, then, empathize with them and understand what's going on there and then take it from there.
There's some people who, and I said it in a previous show with you, who really do have that mindset that I really don't have the time for people while I'm here. I'm just doing my work. And one of the things that the older I get, and I even say to the young people around me in the professional space where I am, is that relationships are really key to how you get things done on the job. And you said it earlier. So,
yes.
I am hoping that with us having this conversation, it will probably help to shift that mindset of some people saying, I go to work, work is work. And, sometimes you'll see something floating around in social media that will say, people at your workplace are not your friends. They're your coworkers. So it also helps to feed into that. And people sometimes don't make the effort or take the time to get to know people outside of just, the professional realm. But given the COVID realities and the blurring of all of that, if there's somebody here who's still saying, it is hard enough for me to juggle everything that's happening, because not everybody, Wade, is handling the virtual life, because to some extent, that's what people call it now, the new normal, they're different terms. So what else would you say as we are wrapping up to convince somebody that, hey, you still need to take the time to foster healthy relationships in the workplace?
Well, if you want to be successful, that's really the key. And it's very rare. And I try to think of an example of a job that you really wouldn't benefit from help. I couldn't come up with anything. The reality is you'll find you have more time if you're not trying to do it alone.
Hmm.
Develop relationships you'll get more work done, you'll get better work done, and you'll find your career advancing much faster.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Does your business lack branding, having difficulty realizing your vision? Look no further. Splinth Brand Design Consultancy specializes in developing personal and business brands. Services include strategic management, website creation, social media branding, and more. Visit them online at www.wearesplinth.com. Splinth, the brand you need to succeed.
Thanks so much for sharing. I get a sense that I probably will be having more conversations with you once you're open to it on this podcast.
Absolutely.
All right. Enjoy Thanks. It. Thank you. Thanks, Wade, for sharing. That was Wade Thomas sharing. And I'm going to just plug his book again, From the Heart. Look for it on Amazon. Wade Thomas, From the Heart. This was Make It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships. Not just with ourselves, but with other people. Until next time.
Fathers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life won't leave.